When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Self-discipline is just the wrong word. It's this idea of punishing yourself for not doing the things you know you're supposed to do, which has never resonated with me as an idea that would work with personal development, because putting punishment on yourself for not taking action or for not doing the thing is always going to make it more likely that you don't do the thing or that you don't take action. Because often when we know we can't do something, often when we know there are consequences to doing something, it makes us want to do it more. In this episode, I talk about self-discipline. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to talk about self-discipline. This is something that is very, very personal to me right now. I'm sure you have known as a listener of this show, I'm sure you have realized that I have not been as consistent with my publishing schedule as I should be and as you deserve for me to be. And a big reason for that is self-discipline, is making sure that this happens early enough ahead of time so that those episodes can go out on time, every time, forever and always. And It's so interesting, because that really comes down to this idea of self-discipline, which I've always felt was kind of a negative, kind of a thing that I didn't want to bring into my life. And I'll explain that in a second. I'll also explain what my new thought process around it is. And I'd love to have this episode be a conversation with you and have you talk back to me. So with that said, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram. So Instagram right now is the main platform that I am focusing on outside of the podcast. And you can find me at Greg Clunas. That's GREGGCLUNIS, at Greg Clunas. I am posting there daily. I'm posting stories daily. And it's sort of the visual side of this show. So if you want to see the behind the scenes of recording, if you want to see episode content before they publish, if you want to see how I live my life and how I'm personally taking tiny leaps every day, then follow me on Instagram at Greg Clunas. And as a special bonus, if you follow me and then send me a DM or a message or a comment and just let me know that you're a listener of the show, I'll make sure I follow you back and we'll get to have a conversation and just sort of chat, whether about this episode or anything that's on your mind. So with that said, self-discipline. Like I said, this is something that I've always sort of felt weird about. I've always viewed it as if you sort of take the individual words, right? So discipline is inherently a bad thing. You're being punished for doing something that goes out of line with what whomever is in charge expects of you. So when you break the law, you get disciplined. When you're a kid and you don't listen to your parents, you get disciplined. And that sort of definition of it is what I've always carried throughout my life. And so I've always felt like self-discipline is just the wrong word. It's this idea of punishing yourself for not doing the things you know you're supposed to do, which has never resonated with me as an idea that would work with personal development, because putting punishment on yourself for not taking action or for not doing the thing is always going to make it more likely that you don't do the thing or that you don't take action. Because often when we know we can't do something, often when we know there are consequences to doing something, it makes us want to do it more. I've always sort of shied away from this concept of self-discipline and applying it to myself and holding myself to these standards. However, with that said, I recently watched a video on Terry Crews that I know I mentioned in the most recent episode, I believe, episode 282. Check that out if you haven't already. Something that Terry mentioned in this video, it was on self-discipline, was that it's about loving yourself. And I'll be honest, this was an absolute like mind-blowing moment for me. This was the kind of thing that you hear it and you're like, wow, I have never thought about it that way. It just sort of opened up the floodgates of what this could be and what this could mean. And the thesis behind what he was saying was essentially self-discipline is really about loving yourself enough to hold yourself to certain standards. You love yourself enough to stop yourself from engaging in the types of food that you don't want to engage in anymore. You love yourself enough to push yourself to go to the gym when you don't feel like it. You love yourself enough to make things happen when you don't want to necessarily make them happen because it's going to benefit the future version of yourself. This is what self-discipline is about. And like I said, I've just never thought about it that way. It really sort of shifted my thought process around self-discipline, around holding myself accountable, around really building a system and living within that system. Because I've always wanted to sort of be the person that was free-flowing, I guess. So standard, sort of the creative side of my brain wants to have complete freedom and just do things as they make sense and as I feel like them and so on and so forth. And that obviously works well for me right now because I am a naturally hardworking person. I'm a naturally ambitious person and I'm naturally sort of wired in the same way that my father was to sit down and work every single day and push myself further. But whenever that fails, as it's been with this podcast, with keeping up with episode recording and editing and publishing and growing the community and all of the things that I should be doing and I know I should be doing, but I am not doing as well as I should, that's always just sort of fallen apart because there is no actual self-discipline behind it. It's purely this emotional and gut level push to do things. And so when that's not there, nothing happens. And naturally, life chips away at that. You know, as I live my life, as I do certain things, as I run out of energy, as I lose my focus, as things happen in my life that are emotional or tough to deal with, that sort of natural reaction to do things starts to disappear. And so I start to get less stuff done. And I really have always sort of felt that self-discipline could be the solution for that. You know, finding ways to be disciplined with the tasks that you say you're going to do and with the activities that you say you're going to do and the timeline within which you do them. But I've always, like I mentioned, pulled away from it because of this sort of negative concept of it, this negative idea of what discipline is, and then putting that same concept and definition on the idea of self-discipline. So for me, this idea with Terry Crews, with self-discipline really being about love, really being about loving yourself enough to stop yourself from doing the things you know you shouldn't or to force yourself to do the things you know you should. To me, that's a big unlock. That's something that I am now going to be really incorporating into my thought process, which will allow me to incorporate it into my routines and my behaviors, which will drive the results that I'm looking for. And so, like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, it's a little bit shorter. It's a little sort of different format, I guess. But I want this to be a conversation. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on self-discipline? How have you always thought about it? And does this new way of thinking about it, this idea of self-discipline being love, does this help you to sort of shift your approach? Does this create any sort of aha moment for you? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Find me on Instagram at Greg Clunas and then leave a comment or send me a direct message and just let me know what your thoughts on self-discipline are. That I think that would be such a fun conversation to have. And if enough of you reach out to me, then I'll do sort of a follow-up to this episode in a few weeks where I sort of share the community thoughts and I can give you a shout out for that as well. So reach out to me on Instagram at Greg Clunas. Let me know your thoughts on this topic. Self-discipline is something that I think is going to become a much bigger piece of my life and my process. And I want to know what your process looks like around this and what your thought process looks like around this. So with that said, I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. It really means the world that you are willing to share your time with me and that you're willing to continue showing up. I am going to be trying to stick to a much more rigid schedule, release schedule of Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays will be solo episodes and Thursdays will be interview episodes. So definitely make sure you subscribe if you haven't already, wherever you are consuming this. That is the best thing you can do to make sure you never miss a new episode. And with that said, I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for listening. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.